on page 21 of the digest. Report on Long Range Planning Committee. There are one item. Item 32 requires suspension of rules. Supervisor Jurcich moves to suspend the rules to consider the item. Is there any objection to suspending the rules? Hearing none, the rules are suspended. The items before you, Supervisor Jurcich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to start off by publicly thanking the committee. First of all, the two other county supervisors, Supervisor Thomas and Supervisor DeBruin, that serve on this committee, and the other members, Mr. Abelson, Mr. Hankin, Mr. Beitzel, Ms. Stein, and Ms. Marks, who have spent a lot of time, and especially the non-county employees who have basically volunteered their time. This is a very important policy statement for us. Public Policy Committee sometimes criticizes the board for not really making policy, and this is one time that we have an opportunity to make significant policy. This is actually a companion piece to the facility planning long-range strategic piece that we did earlier in the year. This one was sent back to the drawing board, if you will, after all of the really tremendous changes that happened in Madison. And the committee worked very hard on this, and it does a number of things. Just a short review. First of all, it does create a policy to use the five-year MuniCast model. We have used it in the past, but this is a formal policy now in which the board recognizes and wants the tools that we obtained from using that five-year MuniCast. We use it to make progress on reducing the structural deficit. It develops budget assumptions that we can use going into budget. It helps us to assess the impacts of the changes or the provisions we put in the budget, which is extremely important. And then it directs our finance committee to, on a quarterly basis, use that MuniCast to see the progress we're making on the assumptions and the provisions that we put into the budget. Very importantly, and secondly, it creates the employee benefits work group, which does work for us, but again, we are formalizing a policy now, recognizing that the employee benefits work group is a very important work group to guide the board on developing both health care and pension policy to further address the structural deficit. So formally creating that employee work group to continue doing that important work that they've already done. It creates, very importantly, and we've talked about this at some length, I know certainly during budget time, but it creates a formal benchmark for medical cost inflation. And it creates a provision in which we would then have control of that issue within the budgetary framework. That benchmark was difficult to try to define, and we spent, I would say we spent three meetings trying to discuss how we get at that benchmark. And without going into too much information here today, it does address one of the most pressing needs of this county as we develop policy. Health insurance inflation has been 3 to 4 times the normal rate of inflation. And, you know, we talk about shared sacrifice. It is high time that the health insurance and health provider industry starts paying attention to shared sacrifice. We have a private system of health care, and even the Obama administration continued that private system of health care as they went forward. And we need to, as a board, I think, start to really come together and try to make our voice heard as a governmental voice, that 3 to 4 times the rate of inflation for health cost increases year after year after year are not acceptable. and we need to make that voice loud and clear. This piece, however, creates an ability for the board to try to address the benchmark, get it in our budget, and to be very aware of how we are moving forward with these healthcare costs. And finally, and very importantly, it calls on our HR department to conduct an analysis of the county's human resources for both a redesign and modernization. Just as we are moving forward with looking at our facilities and trying to get a public policy statement in effect for the county on how we're going to look at facilities, we need to do the same thing with our employee resources. I did have an opportunity to talk to the county executive. The committee at some point addressed whether we should bring in an outside consultant to do this. He's going to be bringing in his own HR director. We thought it was appropriate to give the county executive, whom we all want to be successful in leading the county forward, to let him bring his own person in. The resolution does state that if his HR person would like to have a consultant, that we could then review that piece. But for now, it just calls on the HR director that he will be bringing in to redesign and modernize our policies. We need to look at succession planning. We need to look at modernizing our HR resources. So I do hope the board appreciates the work that went into this, and I hope you will be supportive of the efforts of the Long Range Planning Committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor DeBruin and Supervisor Thomas, is there anything that you would like to add to the Long Range Strategic Planning? Thank you very much. It's before you. Are there any discussion on this matter? Seeing none, Ms. Clerk, call the roll.
Question is adoption. Supervisors Biddle.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Roderick.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Weishan.
No.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
17 ayes, 1 no.
17 ayes, 1 no. Okay,